Okay. Vatsi Lagani Tovshin Chav Beis, Ois Beis, page Yud Aleph. Okay. The Rebbe is explaining it. The last thing is that the Aveda of the Jew is to be Tzivis Hashem, to win the web battle. And in order to win the battle, you get all the treasures from above. And the ultimate purpose of a battle is, number one, to collect spoils, and also to control. And that level of control is the level of Nitzachon. And that's what Hashem wants, that in order to fight the battle of Hashem, to make a Dira B'Tachtonim, Hashem gives all the deepest of treasures. So he says, Umam Shechlevay B'Sif Yud Beis, Hashayich L'Shan Shnasi Lula Yud Beis, to explain what it says in the 12th chapter, which is connected to the 12th year of the passing, Prati Advarim, the Friedrich Rebbe explains the details of the things, of Eitzel L'Maila, the treasure from above, after Lach Agdoma Klolis, Eidus HaKecha Shneis M'Maila. After the Friedrich Rebbe explains the powers which are given, the Eitzels which are given from above, and he explains now that Havin Inyan Ha'etzis L'Maila. He says, the Inyan to understand the treasure from above. So Inyan Mezeh, the Inyan is, the Inyan L'Cheire, in the move of L'Cheire, it's not understood. Eich Shayach L'Inyan Ha'etzis L'Maila. How is it possible that you say there's a treasure up there? Shukadogmetz, which is similar. In other words, the Friedrich Rebbe says in the Maimer, that just like a king, when it comes to battle, throws out all the treasures. So the same thing, Hashem throws out all the treasures from above to be able to win the battle. So he said, L'chidi, you can't compare the two. It says, normally the king doesn't want to use the treasures without battle. He doesn't want to use the treasures. Why? He has pity on him. He doesn't want to spend the treasures. Because the treasures are not only what he got, what he collected, it's from all previous generations also. And those treasures are more important than all the necessities of the king. Because this is something that the king doesn't even show at all. Sounds like this. In the mashal of the king, there's the needs of the king that the king spends on. Then you have no non-needs of the king, which is the level of treasures. That means there are needs of the king and there are no needs of the king. How do you have that lamayla? Hashem has needs, Hashem doesn't have needs. I mean, how can you give that mashal? He's, one second. Alpha Pekane. Bishvil Inyans, Alain Negim Aetis. Because of that, you don't touch the treasures. Vinisharim Stumim Chsumim. And they remain sealed. Vin Elem Kench. Yashna Yin Mohammed. Only when there's an Inyan of a battle. Vitar Chlifal Anitochen. And you want to win the battle. Lias Kitsena Melech. Lucheda Eich Shaykh Lema Lamaila. How can you have above that there's something above the needs of the king, and therefore he doesn't use him for the king? In other words, like this. In Torah, Chassidus says, when you give a mashal, the mashal has to be correct in all details. It's not a proper mashal. A proper mashal is, like we learned in Tanya, Hashem's speech. It's not similar. Our speech leaves us. Hashem's speech doesn't leave. So now the Rebbe shows, no, it does leave Hashem, kaviyachol. So, well, here you're giving a mashal of this whole thing of the king throwing out the treasures to win the battle, to make a deed of a tachtonim. And like we learned, especially in our generation when it's darkest, right before Mashiach, you need the greater treasures. But then the mashal and the nimshal are not similar. Because in the mashal, it's like this. There are needs of the king, those are spent. They're above the needs of the king, those are hidden. Only when the king goes to war, then he reveals those things. That means, the kaviyachol, there's needs of Hashem, meaning levels of alakus which are revealed. And then there's levels of alakus that he doesn't need, so they're not revealed. How can you say that by Hashem? Yeah, needs, no needs. I mean, the whole thing doesn't make sense. One second. Okay. How is it possible above? There should be something. How can you say there's something by Hashem more important than his needs? B'chal, there's no thing as needs by Hashem.
It's our needs.
But you're saying the needs of the king. Therefore, you don't use him. Only idach davke b'mochamim menadit. Davke, when there's a battle, then you open the eitzes, which has tumach sumach shalemayla. Okay, so Lachain, the Rebbe is explaining what the Friedrich Rebbe is explaining in the Maimon. He says, the Friedrich Rebbe writes, we need to understand what is the treasure Lamaila. So the Rebbe explains, what's his question? What's the problem understands? So the Rebbe explains what the question is. But Lachain, by Hashem, you don't have needs and you don't have above needs. And you can't have things that Hashem needs and that. For those, he doesn't use the treasures. And then the war, he does use the treasures. He said, Valzem Evaya. And in this, the Friedrich Rebbe explains the answer. To understand what it means, the treasure above, he says, he introduces Maimer Tikkuni Zer, what the Zer says, So therefore, he introduces in Perek Yud-Beis the whole concept of Elokus is ordinance of is lamaila maila adinketz, infinitely great and infinitely low. By understanding this, what the Rebbe is going to elaborate on, we will understand the concept of why there's needs of the king and why there's above the needs of the king. It's a mashal chassidus gives for Hashem.
Oh,
that's what he's asking. Huh? Nitzachim. Yeah, but they understand everything. They don't. The whole thing doesn't make sense because in Atzmos there's no difference. Yatzachim, not Nitzachim. The whole thing doesn't apply to Hashem
L'chayda. He
wants us to be Nitzachim, and for us to be Nitzachim, he throws out something that he normally will not use for his own expenses. How does that work by Hashem? So the answer is, what does that mean? So he says, the inyan over here is like this. You have the expression all over Chassidus, or ein sof. He says there's two meanings. Okay, in the Membe's mind, the Rebbe didn't say this, but here the Rebbe is elaborating on this concept. There's two definitions of Od Ein Sof. One, Od Shel Ein Sof, the Od of Ein Sof. Upeir Shabei Shaher Atzmehu Ein Sof. Or the second interpretation is the Od itself is unlimited. One meaning could be Od Ein Sof, the Od of infinite, or the Od itself is infinite. What's the deal? What we're speaking over here is we're speaking not the interpretation of Od of Ein Sof. We're speaking that the Od itself is Ein Sof, meaning in truth Ein Sof, you can't say on God. You can't say God has no end, because he has no beginning either. And something that has no beginning, you can't say he has no end. Because if he wasn't hired, he can't be fired. If he wasn't made, he can't be unmade. Okay? So the Rebbe is explaining, there's a problem with the term Ein Sof, because Ein Sof only goes on Ord Ein Sof. That the Ord Ein Sof. You can't say God is unlimited, because that itself is a limitation.
No.
Because is he limited?
He's unlimited.
Then that's a limitation. K'mavur b'lokot teira. Pashis p'kudei. Oh, no, I'm sorry. L'mayla yaisin yin Hashem. Even higher than Or is the name. Shebekama pratim shame va'orin yachet. In many things, shame, name, and or are the same thing. It's not for now. And the Sefer Pelech HaRimein, he says, the Rama asked the question in Kabbalah like this. Lam and Nikra Ein Sof. Why is Hashem called Ein Sof? L'cheira Yiroi L'kreisi Ein L'tchila. Why is Hashem called Ein Sof when he's really Ein L'tchila? We always use the expression Kabbalah Chassidus, Hashem is Ein Sof. He says, really, the question is, should be called Ein L'tchila? Why? Dahainu Shul Kadmon, that there's nothing before him. Ki b'chlau Kadmon o b'vadi Nitzchi. Avon Nitzchi Ein Kadmon. In other words, you can have no end, but it has a beginning. Right? Something was created by Hashem, infinite. No end. But that was, before it was created, it wasn't here. But if something wasn't made, it cannot be unmade. That's self-understood. Ki b'chlau Kadmon b'vadi Nitzchi. But Nitzchi doesn't mean Ein Kadmon. Just because you're eternal doesn't mean you always existed. Once you exist, you're eternal. Like it says in Kamen Evroim Nitzchim, Meratzen Abedi Yisbarich. Because there are many creations Hashem created unlimited. But they were created unlimited. Hey Nitzchim, Meratzen Abedi, Dahainu Shein Lam Sof. Afo Pike, nevertheless, Afo Pishe Mechudoshim Yayin Liyesh. Even though they were created something from nothing. Okay? So he said, so the Rama asks, why is it that the Hashem is called Ein Sof and he's not called Ein Litchila? Because there's an infinite difference between no beginning and no end. Real infinite is that he never was. I mean, he never wasn't, rather. He never wasn't, he always was. But you can have something that was created unlimited. Internet is limited. I'll give you an example. What it means, that doesn't say it here, but the marshal, the sun and the moon, yeah, that are as strong as they were from the beginning of creation?
No.
Yes, according to Torah they are.
Minutely.
No, according to Torah, Yerushalmi says, Chazak bihi barim, chazakim kiyemi barim. They're as powerful as they were when they were created. There's Baba Mice in science that they keep getting weaker as a Baba Mice. According to Torah, they're as powerful. Now, we learned already in the past, there's everything in existence is there's Kayamim Bimin and Kayamim Biish. There is the species is always existing, and there is the thing itself always existing. For instance, mankind always exists, but it's not the same man or woman. Okay? Animals, plants, trees, the min trees exist. It's not the same tree from 5,000 Okay. But sun, moon, the mountains, they're called what's called Kayamim Be'ish. The thing itself is permanent. It's not that the sun replaces itself and now there's a new sun. Every 100,000 years there's a new sun. It's the same sun.
So you believe in evolution,
this contradicts the whole concept of evolution. One second. You're confusing my limited brain. My brain is not Ein Sof and not Ein Litchila. My brain is Sof and it's very limited. So, what does that mean? So Chassidus explains that everything is eternal. Mankind is eternal. Animals are eternal. Plants are eternal. The difference is, where do you see a greater level of Ein Sof in the fact that the same thing exists still today and it's not any weaker? So you have a mashal, the sun, the moon, the planets, the earth, everything. That is Ein Sof. They're unlimited.
Eternal
means, in this he's talking about, there's no end to it, meaning it is eternal. It's not talking Ein Sof, that there's no limitation. Ein Sof means there's no end. Touch the words. It doesn't say Ein Li Gvul. It doesn't say there's no limitation. It doesn't say it's Bli Gvul. It says Ein Sof means there's no end to it. So the Rama asks, Hashem is not only Ein Sof, because you can have Ein Sof, no end, but it had a beginning. Hashem has no beginning. It's even a much greater level. Because if it never had a beginning, it can never be Ein Sof. Something Hashem created to be no end, one day Hashem could decide there's an end. Correct? But if you never were, you never were created, so the Ramah asked, Hashem, we should call mainly Tchila.
So Ein Sof on both ends.
The Tirutz, the Masha caught him, Ein Sof. So the Ramah says, because of that he learns, it doesn't mean the Ord of Ein Sof, because an Ord would mean the Ord of Hashem, who's Ein Sof. And that's incorrect, because Hashem is Ein Letchila. What does Ord Ein Sof mean? That the Ord is Ein Sof. But Ord has a beginning. The Mord, the luminary that makes the light, that's the source of this. Which is odd. Viziv she'en leisof. And that's what we're saying. That the revelation of Hashem is Ein Sof. Hainu, mekivin she'em erze lemayla adin ketz, ulamata adin tachos. Hainu, she'en behagboleis, that because the odd goes all the way up and all the way down, hainim movin, she'er atmi b'chin es Ein Sof. The odd itself is Ein Sof. What did you want the whole time?
That there is bounty, that
by some words,
collective bounty. I was saying, what does it analogous to?
That's what he's asking over here. What does this all mean by Hashem? We'll see. Okay, so this is the point. So now that the Rebbe is explaining that over here, we take Ord Ein Sof, doesn't mean Ord of Ein Sof, because then you should be saying Ord Ein Leitchila. Ord of Ein Leitchila, no beginning. That's what we should say. So what does it mean, Ord Ein Sof? Ord that itself is Ein Sof.
This is with the flow of the mind, we're talking about, what does it mean that Hashem, something's higher than Hashem's needs? And then we went...
That's what he's asking, he didn't answer it yet.
How is it related to what we're saying now about...
Well, you keep... Have savlonut, patience.
Just want a new topic.
It's not a new topic, it's all the same thing. Obviously, Hashem doesn't have needs and Hashem doesn't have not needs. But by understanding the concept of needs by us and above needs, then we'll understand in the mosh, in the nimshel, the way it is by Elokus. Okay. Mevaya ba maimed. Now, da'atam shared atzim b'chinei Ein Sof. Why is the Ord taka Ein Sof? Lefisha Ord umein amor. Because Ord is similar to the source. Meaning, Ord, light, reveals the source. He said, you look in this room, you see there's light, you know right away it's not sunlight. It's electric light. You walk outside, you see sunlight, moonlight, this light. Ord, without even seeing the source, Ord shows what the source is.
Indicates.
It reveals the source. And therefore, Ord could be Ein Sof. Or is it could be Ein Sof. Now the Rebbe is asking a different question. This that the Ord is Ein Sof, it's a contradiction of terms within itself. To say Ord is Ein Sof, you're basically saying limited is unlimited. Why? Ord kishmei kein hu. It's only a ray of something. And it's not a ray of something else. So by definition, any ray, any revelation, is a limitation. And he says, that his taka has no limitations. Because any revelation, the way it's revealed, and not a different way, itself is revelation.
Or
Good. Baruch Hashem.
Again.
I told you this maimer is much harder than the Tavshim Mem Beis.
You dealt with this in the first one also, no?
No, not like this. So he says, okay. So he says, Achu inyin hu, tezeh sha'od ein sof. Ein de mitzad atzmei, alefi sha'od nimtze mi amor vu mein amor. Okay. In other words, like this. He says, the question is, how can you say the odd is ain't self when odd is by definition limited? So he says, there's two aspects of the odd. The odd is the way it is as a revelation, and then it's revealing the essence. So there's two aspects of the odd. This, that the odd is unlimited, is not because revelation is unlimited. Revelation cannot be unlimited because the way it's revealed is automatically a limitation. It's revealed this way and not a different way. Because if all revelations would be the same, then you wouldn't have different revelations. So it reveals it this way, this reveals it this way, this reveals it that way. Now, that itself is limited. But because odd is me'ein hamor, because odd is reveals the essence, so that aspect of odd is infinite.
Yeah.
The revelation, the level of odd that reveals the essence, that is unlimited, Takim. Because we're not talking about the revelation of the essence, we're talking about the essence. He explains. Okay. Dine yadua shemord yochli is basic fani hashpa. Okay, this is very basic, a lot of chassidus. He says in mashpia, in giving sustenance, you can have two ways. You can have odd and you can have shefa. Let me explain the difference over here. You have odd, sunlight reveals the sun. That's one type of, the sun gives light. Then you have another level, the teacher teaches seichel to the children. The teacher is teaching seichel. He's also mashpia to the seichel, to the child. But over there he's giving something substantial. Is giving wisdom. It's also a type of ashpah. Chassidus explains it's a third type of ashpah. When a father gives the seed into the woman to create the baby, that ashpah is more the essence of the father than seichel is the essence of the teacher.
Yes.
But here the Rebbe is explaining it's the difference. It's very tangible. But because of that, the child is created with more similarities to the father
yes.
than the similarities between the student and the teacher. And it's different than light from the sun. So you can have, one second, you can have Ord and you have Shefa. Shefa is Mashpia, when you give over something. So he says, let's see it inside. The mar yocholi is basically fani hashpa. Eif and hashpa that's called erd, like the sun gives sunlight. But eif and hashpa shenikra b'shem v'achilik b'neihem. The difference between od and shefa, he says inyan hashefa shenimshich mitzias davar umuhus davar. You're giving something. If I pour you a drink, I'm mashpi a drink to you. I'm giving a drink to you. But he says, then I'm giving davar muzda, like it says, shafat demayim techasech. He's giving like water. So you're giving something substantial, meaning, dam shalcha samayim mayim meyamayim, ibeifen shenimshach muhus shalmayim. The whole essence of the water is being given over. But, mashenk in er kmei er shemesh, eina mitzias muhus davar, sunlight is not essence of something. Sunlight is Lochein ein pel shum shini ba hashemesh. Therefore, the sun doesn't change. Nothing missing from a son. If I have $100 and I give you 50, so I'm a shpia to you 50, yeah? Now I'm losing something by it. Okay? By odd, whether the sun gives light or there is light or no light, there's no change in the sun. Because I'm not giving over my essence. My essence is up there, 93 million miles away. Or, the light doesn't change when there's light or not.
This light that you see is the one that came 8 minutes ago from sun.
If you say so. Okay, no. No, the sun doesn't change. It doesn't matter how long it takes down here.
The sun doesn't change.
But, by Shefa, it does. When I'm a Hashpia something, so I'm losing the thing, I'm a shpia. Okay.
Giving something of yourself.
Oh, 1 second.
So you change. If you're giving something of yourself, so if you have less of what you had before.
Right, that's what
so
I just
the
said.
Same thing with the sun.
The sun doesn't lose anything by it.
Rabbi, if it radiates energy, it loses something.
It doesn't, no. This light doesn't lose anything. I mean, because it's electricity, so it where you know it's lit, but not by sun.
This is just a
when a candle is lit and it's giving light to the room,
right?
Is the candle what's it losing? It's not losing light. It's losing oil. It's losing,
exactly.
But it's not losing light.
Okay.
It's not losing light. Not if I pour you a cup of water, I'm losing cup of water.
Exact,
it doesn't lose. That's what I'm telling you, it doesn't.
Where does the energy come from? The energy flows, it takes away from something. It's like saying the water that comes from out of the dam doesn't change anything. It's forever going to be there. No.
Okay, let's just finish this with the state. Amna mitzazeh yeshmai lebin yin ha'ard, but that, therefore there's an advantage in the art over Shefa. That all you see who the mar is. Okay, it's late, but let me just, one point. When somebody knows something, and it was taught by a teacher, yeah? What he knows, you can't see who the teacher is. You don't know who the teacher is. That means that Shefa doesn't reveal the teacher. But you look at light, you know right away. If it's sunlight, moonlight, candlelight, you know right away. So, from one side, Shefa is giving more because it's giving something. Or doesn't give anything. But Or reveals the more than Shefa does. Okay, we got to continue this. Especially when you come in at the end. Or like Jacob Graf, who used to... remember, Shimshin, Jacob Graf used to come in the Chumash class when it was 8 to 9, he used to walk in 10 to 9. Or at 7... 5 to 9, then it was over 5 minutes. Why? Oh, good class.
You were right about the sun losing something.